Methane is 25 times more potent a greenhouse gas than carbon. Scientists have discovered that there is potentially disastrous amount of methane trapped under relatively thin ice in the East Siberian Arctic Shelf. New research measures the global impact that the gas could have on global warming, and it is not optimistic. Fred Pierce is environmental consultant for New Scientist. Fred, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia.
So how much methane is estimated to be trapped under this East Siberian Arctic shelf?
Hundreds of billions of tons. Now, most of that is probably trapped out of harm's way, but the scientists reckon that perhaps 50 billion tons is in areas where there are kind of cracks in the seabed or geological faults or other reasons why it might come to the surface. And what might happen is that as the water above warms, and we know it's warming, it may release the methane in the kind of ice particles in the seabed, thaw that ice out, basically. The methane could bubble up through the few tens of meters of water and get into the atmosphere, whether it would begin warming the planet. What's happened now is the first estimate of the economic cost of the climate change that might result from this. And that is really scary. They're talking about $60 trillion economic impact. And that's nearly the annual economic output of the entire global economy.
Yes, one of the experts that you spoke to, Gail Whiteman of Erasmus University in the Netherlands, called it an economic time bomb. But describe to us, what would the effect be? I mean, is this a huge pocket of methane that once the ice melts, it will all be released in one gust? Or is this in small particles? What will happen the moment this methane is released?
Well, it would probably be released over the scientists' estimated number of decades, so it wouldn't be instant. It's also not immediately below the ice. It's actually in the continental shelf. In other words, it's below the seabed, though quite shallow. And they're concerned that in geological times, this would be a very fast process. It could happen over a number of decades, and that would have a warming effect on the planet of 1 or 2 degrees Celsius, so 3, 4, 5 degrees Fahrenheit. Basically, it would just give a huge push to the climate change that everybody fears. The whole thing would happen much faster than expected. And, you know, the droughts in Africa would worsen and, you know, hurricanes in some places may get worse. All that kind of list of things that we fear about climate change wouldn't happen over, you know, a century or something. They would happen over maybe a decade.
Is there any way of preventing a release of Arctic methane?
Basically, we've got to stop the warming because you can't sort of put a, you know, concrete seal over it because we're talking about a very large area of ocean. The only thing to do to stop it coming up would be to prevent the warming in the first place or have a kind of plan in place for how we deal with the resulting climate change.
This is one of those environmental stories, you know, when we hear of this vast methane belch that could be possible at any time and we think, you know, how close are we to the brink? What are scientists say? How likely is this to happen?
The trouble is, I mean, I find this scary. They don't know. They measure methane coming up out of the seabed in this area. They've measured it. It's only a few million tons a year, which is not of any great consequence. It's when it gets to billions of tons, we have to be scared. So they know it's coming out, but what they don't know is whether that is a harbinger of something worse or whether it's been coming out for a long time. One theory, it's only one theory, but one theory is that it's been going ever since that area was covered by the sea after the last ice age, in other words, several thousand years ago. So it may have been sort of bubbling out at this current low level for a long time, in which case perhaps, you know, no big deal, we don't need to worry, no sign of anything worse happening. But the trouble is we really don't know what's happened in the past. Maybe this is new. So on the one hand, they say it could happen any time, and the scientists do say that. But on the other hand, they don't know how likely that is. And if you ask them, and I have asked them that, they say, frankly, we don't know.
Scientists are more or less united that the cause of climate change is because of greenhouse gases produced by human activity, or human activities partly to blame. Now, this sounds like naturally trapped methane. Do these findings challenge or support the notion of human beings contributing to climate change?
The way that we do things on the planet today runs risks. You know, we run the risk of opening these kind of climatic Pandora's boxes. you know, there's natural climate change. Nobody should deny that there's natural climate change. We've gone in and out of ice ages. We've had the little ice age 400 or 500 years ago. There are lots of reasons why natural climate change happens, and the scientists are getting better and better at understanding those. But as they do, they begin to understand that when we put carbon dioxide or other gases into the atmosphere, we're, if I could put it this way, we're pulling at the same levers as nature pulls at when it has its natural climate change. So I think we should think pretty seriously about when we start doing it on our own account.
Fred Pearce, journalist, author of several books, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure, thank you.
Fred wrote about the potentially disastrous effects of an icebound methane belch being released into the atmosphere. It's in New Scientist. We have a link to read more at wordofmouthradio.org.